I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I was looking at the Brittany Griner story again. I keep like going back to this thing. Every time I see it, I get caught up in it. Her wife, Cheryl Griner, said she last heard from Brittany February 17th, the day that the WNBA star was detained in Russia. Now she's going after the president. She said, quote, "There's one person that can go get her, and that's our president," end quote. She said, he has that power. You know, I'm just like, why are you not using it? Like, urgently use it. We're expecting him to use his power to get it done. Griner plays for the Phoenix Mercury, was detained at the Moscow airport after Russian authorities said a search of her luggage revealed vape cartridges that contained hash oil, which is basically a form of cannabis. And the crime carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison in Russia. The Biden administration has said that Griner is being wrongfully detained. Griner's wife, Cheryl, said that she had spoken with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, as well as the commissioner, Adam Silver, and the WNBA commissioner, Kathy Engelbert. She also credited the Mercury for their support in trying to get Brittany home. She's very concerned about her well-being. She went to North Carolina Central University School of Law. So, you know, she's really smart. She said, "I'm in a position of complete vulnerability, though, right now. I have to trust people that I didn't even know until February 17th. So I'm trusting her lawyers. So how does she look? How is her spirit? How is her energy? I'm just asking all those questions, trying to get some type of indication or vibe here. Some days they say she's really strong. She seemed in good spirits when we talked. And sometimes they'll say her energy was really low." Griner was returning to Russia to complete her season for UMMC, a team there in Ekaterinburg, where she was arrested. So Cheryl said she was initially hopeful that Brittany's detention would be short. She also said she feels that if an NBA player were being held in Russia, there'd be greater urgency on the U.S. government's part. She said, "We do live in a world that the bigger the platform, the bigger the urgency." So she said that Brittany was determined to finish her season in Russia, but wanted to stop going overseas. A lot of WNBA players play over there during the winter months to make money. And, you know, she's a high-profile player, and she's making more than $1 million per. Cheryl said she was always exhausted from going overseas. Brittany was the WNBA's number one pick out of Baylor in 2013. Cheryl said, we talked about it, and I was like, let's just make this your last year overseas then. And she said she's so sorry she's going through this. It kills her. U.S. reps Greg Stanton of Arizona, this guy Colin Allred of Texas, and Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas introduced a resolution last week calling for Griner to get released. Griner's from Houston, and she knew Stanton, the former mayor of Phoenix, pretty well before she started playing for the Mercury. This big shot, Ambassador Bill Richardson, who helped get the Marine Trevor Reed released from Russia this month, is working to secure Griner's release as well. He said the Russians held him as bargaining chips. He told Brian Gumbel that in an interview on Real Sports that aired this week. The Russians want something in return, he said, usually another prisoner, a Russian, in the United States. I'm convinced the Russians are going to ask for something in return because Brittany Griner is very high profile. What makes this doable is that the president of the United States is ready to consider prisoner exchanges, which we haven't done much of in the past. Cheryl said when they communicate via letters only, she's like, Brittany says, I'm so sorry I'm making your life hard right now. Don't give up on me. And Cheryl said, I'm not giving up on you. This isn't your fault. I mean, let's face it. This is crazy. I mean, it really is. It makes me sick to my stomach. First of all, that Putin is, trying to take over Europe. He started a war for no reason at all with Ukraine. I mean, let's face facts. He's killing women and children, killing everybody. Their soldiers are raping people. There's war crimes left and right. He's trying to obliterate Ukraine with missiles and bombs. And, nuclear weapons are next. Who's next beyond Ukraine? I mean, this guy is capable of anything, as far as I'm concerned. Meanwhile, we have Russians living in this country all over the place. We got Russians playing pro sports up and down. In the NHL, they're everywhere. They're coming out of the woodwork. And in tennis, same thing. Tons of Russians. And you name it, they're here making tons of money. Everybody's living off of America. Everybody's living large. And then they take people like Griner and put them in prison and hold them as bargaining chips to negotiate the release of Russians that are in prison in the States. And for the most part, they barely get that done ever. I mean, it takes forever to get someone released. The Marine was in there for 3 years and change. I mean, what's going to happen to Brittany Griner? Is she going to end up in some work camp for 3 years? How do you think she's going to do in there? I have to say that it was stupid, if you ask me, that she's rolling into the airport in Moscow with hash oil vape pens in her bags. I mean, honest to God, like, really, when you look at it, how stupid do you have to be to know that you're in Russia, you're in Moscow, and you're rolling to the airport with drugs in your bag? I mean, what's next? Drugs and a gun and a box of ammunition? How about a bomb? Like, what are you thinking when you're bringing your weed vape pen filled with hash oil to the airport? I mean, honest to Christ, couldn't you have, like, smoked the rest of your vape pen at the hotel and left it in the garbage before you went to the aeropuerto? I mean, honestly, you have to wonder what was going on in her head to think that she was going to slide a bunch of vape pens through security in Moscow at the airport. I got to tell you, I think she hit the dumb button on that day. And I mean, that's just simple as it gets. But I'll tell you what, I don't know why, for the life of me, that we let these Russians play pro sports in this country and make hundreds of millions of dollars when they got a guy like Putin killing women and children all over the world, all over Europe, all over Ukraine. I mean, I think we should kick out all of the Russians that are playing pro sports and feeding off of the bags of money that they're making in professional sports. Get rid of all of them. Stop the war. Stop detaining people. Stop keeping people in hard labor prisons and work camps. I mean, what is this? World War II? I mean, this is Cold War stuff all over again. It's ridiculous. And I gotta tell you, I'm getting real sour on this guy Putin and these Russians. I really am. Like, I don't care what anybody thinks. You don't like me, then good. I like it that way. I really don't think they're letting her out anytime soon either. I mean, they're gonna keep her like you have no idea the chip she is. They're gonna get whatever they want to release that chick. I mean, honestly, it really is funny to me how these politicians in Washington never get anything done. I mean, they really do. They talk about resolutions and they're trying to get her out. And you know what? Nobody respects politicians to begin with. I have no idea why we vote for these morons and imbeciles to begin with. I really don't. I cannot stand politicians. They are all lying, worthless scum. And you can quote me on that. And that's from the highest office down all the way to the local offices. They're all corrupt. They're all about power. They're all thieves. They're all liars. And that's just, I mean, the track record of politicians in this country is that of quicksand. I mean, they are all doomed from the day they go into office because they never get anything done. They have no power to get this chick out of prison in Russia, some American politician. They're a joke. They just keep letting guns on the streets, people going around killing each other, mass shootings. They never do anything. Biden doesn't do anything. Trump didn't do anything. Senators don't do anything. Congressmen don't do anything. Assemblymen don't do anything. All of them do nothing ever except feed off of their BS and their alleged power and their corrupt offices that they run. What a joke. The politics in this country are, it's pathetic. And guess what? The midterm elections are coming, and then 2 years from now, they're going to do it again. That means a year from now, they're going to start with their stupid-ass, torturous commercials that they run every single second on television in commercial breaks. All we do is hear the lies from politicians about what they're going to do, which is generally nothing as always. I mean, I got to tell you, there's nothing I hate worse than politics. I hate Republicans. I hate Democrats. I hate all of them. Griner should have been smarter than bringing dope to the airport. She also shouldn't be held in a Russian prison for a year, 2 years, 3 years. I mean, when is it going to end all of this nonsense? I mean, it really is ridiculous. At some point, it makes me sick to my stomach to even watch it. I can't even believe she's still in. Can you imagine if that happened to one of your family members? I mean, what would you do? You go to count on these politicians to help you, and they do nothing. All they do is talk big. They never get anything accomplished. It's like banging your head against a wall. It's got to be torture for that Cheryl Griner, I got to tell you.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.